Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
All right, we're going to do this news story quickly, and I'll tell you, I did choose it just specifically because it reminds me of the worst thing that Nicholas Hajda has ever done to me.
Oh,
all right,
God.
The worst thing.
No.
Is it the time where he came to me and said, "Hey, they were saying this about you, but then wouldn't tell me who they were"? No.
Oh, wait. Was it the time he let you fall down the stairs?
No, where he
outside
said,
of Fidone?
He saw drunk Jason. He was like, "Jason's going to fall down these stairs. I'm not going to help him. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy this." No.
Was it the time
that he went up to accounting and told them had my pay docked when it had nothing to do with his pay whatsoever?
I remember that.
Just was talking about my money to other people?
Keep your money, his money,
either.
Out of your
All
mouth.
Right? It was the time when Nicholas Hajda took my iPhone when he knew I had purposefully not set up my voicemail so that if somebody called me, it would say, "This person hasn't set up their voicemail. Bye," click, and he set up my voicemail. A move that I still can't believe this is unreversible. Okay, I sat on hold with AT&T for 40 minutes one day saying, "Hey, my friend set up my voicemail. I want to take it back to being unset up." They're like, "Nah, you can't do it. There's no way. You got to go
ever,
back.
Ever, ever,
you
got
to go back to ground zero. All right, start a new Apple account. That's the only way to do it." And so, yeah. Now people leaving me voicemails like crazy. Thanks a lot, buddy. Hilarious prank that you pulled.
I don't have a defense for this.
Yeah, good. Just like all those other ones that there's no defense for.
And all those other ones, this one I have nothing.
There is a new book called Kill Reply All, A Modern Guide to Online Etiquette, that says voicemails are rude. That
leaving a voicemail
is now considered rude, that there is, quote, no purpose for voicemails in the modern age, end quote, and that having to sit through a 2-minute message is, quote, super inefficient and inconvenient, end quote. And you say never leave voicemails. If someone doesn't pick up, hang up and send them a text message instead.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know what? If I get a voicemail, I just press the voicemail and I read the transcript.
Right. Yeah.
And then I'll be like, delete.
I just delete because it's either a telemarketer or my mom. And I will just call her back. I will just call her like, "Hey, what did you need?" And she'll tell me the exact same thing.
I called my boyfriend the other day and it went straight to voicemail. It was I'm pretty sure he was in the phone shop getting a new phone because he had gone swimming in Hawaii with his phone. And it worked, but it just wouldn't charge. What are you laughing at?
Just Katie has a fun voicemail story
I just remember.
What happened?
I left my boyfriend a voicemail to say it was a sweet and kind message. Thank you so much. He had sent me a Christmas gift that had just taken too long to get here. And it was a really awesome David Bowie, like a life story, but graphic novel.
In and out like a
hardback book. It was really beautiful. And it had a nice round. It's called and left this really sweet message. And then I hit back for a few hours and I texted him and was like, "Hey, did you get my message?" He's like, "No." That's it. I was like, that was a waste. Why did I should know better than that. Like, I should not waste my love in a voicemail on him.
You know what? Also in this book, they say that buying people books as gifts is rude. So there's some other tips here. And I think you're on board with some of these, Deb. Some of these you're going to say WTF. They say take it easy with the reply alls on the group emails. Use emojis in moderation.
Yep.
But here we go. Don't use periods at the end of text messages.
Because they're rude. Stupid millennials.
I don't understand. Look, if you don't want
to...
You
know what a no period at the end of a sentence says to me about you? You're stupid or you don't care. It goes at the end. Just
I don't
put
mind
it, there.
It because, I mean, in terms of efficiency, you saved yourself one character. Okay, sure. If you double tap the space, then yeah, I guess two taps you saved. The thing that still nobody's explained to me is the no capital letter at the beginning of a sentence.
Yeah, how do you even make your phone do
that? What's that thing?
No, you literally have to do that. You have to go through extra steps to turn the capital letter off.
Like just once, right?
Are they pressing space? And going to the next character to do that?
Nah, Katie,
as a millennial in the room, You don't do that? Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, so, put a full stop at the end of a sentence?
Guys, I goofed up yesterday on a voicemail.
Yeah.
We had an intern inquiry, and I called them to set up an interview, and
all she had to do was say, like, hey, if you still want to be an intern, email us morningx@carolx.com. Thanks, bye.
Yeah. But I don't know why I forgot in my brain just to tell them to email us. So then I was like, oh, I don't know how you're going to reach out to us, because if you call the studio phone, we're not going to be. So I go, you can text or call at blah, blah, like my personal number. And then I was like, wait, nope, I don't think that's a great idea. and so then I was like, wait, you know what? Just email morningx@carox.com. Wow. And then I was like, oh, in my brain, I was like, oh, I think. Like, eventually, voicemails will expire, and it'll be like, this voicemail's too long. Please
so
press 1 to re-record. And so I sit there in silence for, like, 2 minutes hoping.
Oh, waiting for a do-over?
For a do-over.
Oh, my
God. It never goes. And so I'm just like, all right, thanks.
I want at the end, I just want you to be like, this is Katie from 101X, by the way.
So, we have not heard back from this perspective.
No, we have not.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Somebody has got the tweeters all exuberated. Florida man Kyle says, did Nick just say tongue punch my box office?
Yeah.
Hashtag Nick rules. Hashtag Nick for president. Hashtag love you, Deb. Hashtag love you, Katie. Hey.
Wow.
El Flamingo SA says, Nick wins the day. Hashtag savage AF.
Stop saying it. Don't repeat what he said.
Mr. C says, now that's a game title. Just chilling y'all on $7 worth of hoobastank garbage ass names. Yes, Queen. Nick, you crafty bastard.
I'm so glad I thought of it.
Kiko Kalua says, OMG, Nick, coffee all over the dashboard and windshield. Holy S, that was hilarious. Death Clock says, proud of you, Nick. That one was pure gold.
Let's not mention it again, though.
You'd be nothing without your writers. All right.
Same.
We'll play another edition of what are you doing?
Much?
This
what
is,
I always do.
Yeah, we're going to experiment like we did last week with the, what is it?
I don't like this.
But last week you did like it. You said I didn't like it at the start, and then you did like it.
Then maybe I will like it at the end, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
We did. We were very aggressive with shoving it in your face.
Yeah,
I feel like that's,
this is nothing
we
that you have brought to my attention beforehand.
So,
that's what I am aggressively not liking about this.
But I didn't want to ruin the surprise of the name. So.
The game will be played in the same fashion as How Much, except for instead of a celebrity and how much money they have, Nick is going to give us a movie, and we have to guess how much money that movie has made according to boxofficemojo.com. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is this worldwide?
Domestic only.
Domestic
box office, no inflation.
No, adjusted for inflation.
Not adjusted for inflation. Yeah.
The game may be called...
No.
What about TP, my box office?
What's wrong? Why are you saying no? You're insistent on calling a game Just Chillin', Y'all, when it has nothing to do with...
not crude.
What is...
It's a little... We'll discuss.
Wow. All right. Our contestant is... hi, Richard.
Hey, guys.
Richard, have your ears been offended by the name of the game?
I love it, though.
All right. Richard...
Yes, they were, but he likes it.
Nick is going to tell us a movie, and yeah, me and you and Deb, we're just going to try and guess. How much movie has that made
money
to date at the box office? The scoring cumulative, so you want to have the lowest number possible by the end of the game. No theme? Are we going to do a theme? We'll work that out eventually.
Do you want the year?
No theme today. You give it the year that the movie was released. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Just don't come in last place, Richard. Beat me or Deb, and you're going to go see The Strokes. All right, my man?
Sounds good.
You know, The Strokes is arguably an offensive name, too. Maybe they should drop that.
Oh, God.
No? No?
Zip it.
All right. Nick, what is the first one?
Our first one is Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope from 1977.
Damn it, I don't know those oldie-timey monies.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
I might just have to play in a losing fashion for a while until I get my legs.
Yeah, I think, same for all of us. I think that's... All right, Richard, how much money at the box office has Star Wars the OG made?
It's the second one, Jason, is Star Wars 4.
Okay.
Wait, no, that's the... You're right. Sorry, I'll shut up.
I thought you were trying to mind F me and Richard.
How about...
Google faster, Richard.
700 million.
700 million.
Whoa.
All right. Don't cheat, Richard. I was kidding when I said Google. I have 570 million. I know back in the day that would have been impossible, right? But like it's re-released every time that they do a thing. It gets put out again and again and again and again, right?
Oh, so we're counting that, right? Not the just original box
date.
Office take?
To date.
Right?
Yeah.
It is what Box Office Mojo says it made at the box office.
Right, which it counts.
I didn't think of re-releases. I got 100 million. Mm-hmm. 100 million.
So yeah, they do release Star Wars over and over again on DVD. It rarely goes back into the theaters. It's only 307 million for Star Wars: A New Hope.
All right, all right,
okay,
so, terrible
good,
about
good,
it.
Good. In a bit of a hole to start, Richard, but that's fine. Anything can happen, I presume, in this game. I have no idea. What's next, Nick?
The Godfather, 1972.
370, what was Star Wars?
307 million.
That's still a whole bunch of money for
oh,
a movie.
God,
that,
yes.
What did it cost in 1977 to see? 2 pence?
Jason, it's tuppence.
It might have been 4 bits. I don't know if it was still just 2 pence.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe you even know what a pence is.
No idea. The vice president. That's my best guess.
So impressed. You're so worldly now.
He's just saying words, Deb. You gotta realize when he's just doing that.
I'll have a average Godfather ticket for tuppence, please.
Average movie ticket price in 1977, $2.23.
Damn, that is a lot of, that's a lot of,
yeah.
That's more than I was
expecting. A lot of tuppence, Jason.
All right. Are you ready over there, Deb?
Yes.
Godfather? A lot of quinoa.
Richard, what do you think? How much for The Godfather?
150 million.
This one surely did not have all of the re-release juice, right? 69 million for The Godfather.
Richard, you need to reach into my pocket and jingly jangle my tuppences because I also have 150 million.
Nice. 134, according
oh, all right.
to
well,
the box office.
Yeah, I feel terrible about that.
That's pretty good. Score update us after two, Nick.
Deb is in first place, only 223 million off. And then Jason is 328, and then Richard, 409.
All right, so still
pretty
whatever,
close.
Who knows? All right, the third movie, Harsha.
Men in Black, 1997.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Men in Black. Men in Black.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm ready.
All right, Richard, what do you think? How much money for Men in Black?
80 million.
80 million. Wow. Mm. I don't I've joined Deb's team. I don't like this game anymore. $250 million.
Ooh.
I feel like there's less logic being applied than I was hoping for.
You're
more guessing, less logic.
To moi. I have a few less tuppences. $235 million.
Tell you what, Jason's going to be back in because it's $251
million.
Yes.
Ooh, yes, queen.
All right. I mean, but I still didn't apply any. Okay, what is next, Nick? What's number four?
Toy Story, 1995.
Toy, toy.
1995, what'd you say?
Five.
My friend's little boy, when he was little, he's now like 10, but when he was little, when it first came out, he would say, toy, toy. So I always think of Toy Story as toy, toy. What year did that come out?
95.
He was not born then. But he still loves it. Doi doi, 95. Doi doi.
Katie, when were you born? 94?
Mm-mm. I wasn't born in 95, and this time, not a joke.
Nice. Mm. Toy Story is older than Katie.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
You've seen them all, though, right, Katie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Four?
Yes.
So I've, good.
Yep.
I cried.
Oh. Toy Story is the one series that they did all the sequels.
Timeless.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Classics.
Can't
I
go wrong.
I think I've only seen 3D.
3D is brilliant.
It's pretty good.
They're all good.
3D, you thought it was over. That was, took you on a ride.
Yeah, man.
In that claw machine.
The claw!
I was very hungover and
you had a Ziploc bag of Bud Light.
It wasn't a Ziploc bag. It was like you go to the 7-Eleven, you get a bag of ice and you pour out 80% of it and then you throw 4 Bud Lights in there and you're like, this is enough to make it through a movie, right? No, should have brought 6.
Wait, you brought that into a movie theater?
Yeah, the Bob Bullock Museum. They
went with
not.
His mom.
Children
it was a hot date.
Go there.
What's that?
Children go there.
I took one. I was took Aiden to see Toy Story 3D.
And you smuggled in beer.
Have you not met this man?
Yeah.
Also,
did you hear the part where I was severely hungover? Okay.
If he had gone to the Alamo Draft House, he would have been drinking alcohol served to him next to a child.
Like that's not even in his top 10.
But
of
just bad things. Just, that concept is so. That's some.
I lived
out in the trailer park out in Cedar Park.
I was hungover enough that I was posing a threat to public safety, okay? So it was a public service of me to hair of the dog that
Katie,
situation.
I've taken a Tupperware bowl of pasta salad to a cinema before.
Oh, yeah. No, I've taken a whole Panda Express meal into
So that's okay, but not your own alcohol? See, once you grow up and you get...
It's put in a plastic bag.
When you become more alcoholic, you will be fine with this decision.
My worst is the Fireball and the bottle of Robitussin AM.
Oh, together?
No. Like, you just empty out that bottle, but it matches the color.
Oh.
No, I think it's more of the concept of, like, you have the actual cans just in a plastic bag.
It's trash.
Just put it in Nalgene. That's fine.
It's trash.
You know?
All right.
You don't have Nalgene.
Oh, you know
what?
I used the bag
is?
Of wine, the box of wine bag as a pool floaty one time. That was pretty good.
Toy Story the movie. What do you think, Richard? How much money at the box office for Toy Story the movie?
$200 million.
$200 million. I'm using only the Men in Black. If Men in Black was $251 million, I'm up converting that a little bit for Toy Story. Give me $301 million.
I did the same
logic.
I told
you about my process.
I got $300 million.
Oh, okay.
Only $192 million for Toy Story.
What? They were robbed.
That was nobody knew what Pixar was back then.
I guess so. It was the olden days.
Mm-hmm. All right. Score update us before the last one, Nick.
So Deb remains in first place, $347 million off. Jason in second, $438 million. And then Richard, $588 million.
Am I $101 million behind? Is that what you said there?
Thereabouts.
Hang on. What
347,
was
347,
438. So 91. Mm-hmm. And Richard, you got a chance. Don't worry. What is the last one, Nick?
Avatar, 2009.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Thieves.
Ooh,
plagiarists.
What did they plagiarize?
Dances with Fern Gullies.
Yeah, go watch Fern Gully.
Oh.
Literal scene by scene.
Mm-hmm.
Did they get sued by Fern Gully? Did they get sued by Fern Gully?
I
tried to because they were just a little bitty crappy movie.
Somebody did. Somebody
almost
tried
exactly
to sue
the
him.
Same movie. I loved Avatar. I was obsessed with Avatar. Even to this day, with those little the flowers, the trees, the plants, the things.
Can't
amazing,
wait for the next the sequel to come out.
Oh yeah. What year again, Nick?
2009.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, Richard, a 3 at the buzzer could win it for you. What do you think? How much money for Avatar?
$800 million.
Ooh, he went out on a limb, but he had to.
Yeah, at the time, I remember it had all the records and stuff before they started rebooting the Star Wars or whatever. Give me $669 million for Avatar, Bob.
I wrote down my initial answer, and I was going to change it to add $60 million to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Nah, this is fine. I might have screwed up here." I got $300 million.
Uh-oh. Sound the alarms.
According to Box Office Mojo, it is $750 million for Avatar.
I don't know what that means, Nick. I don't know.
It means Jason is the winner.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. you dumb bitch.
And it means Richard comes in second.
Oh, you dumb hoe.
It means Deb is all the way in third now.
Sometimes you make a several hundred million dollar mistake, okay? It's just the way that life is.
You've done way worse.
I've done way worse.
Way worse.
Jason, Deb, The Morning X.
Twister came and stole my double wide. Things ain't been quite the same since my hound dog died. Oh God, I'm so alone. Please, Deb, keep say love me on the phone.
All right, Deb calls a random business. A stranger's got to get him to say I love you. Can't tell him who she is or what's up. Hang on. Do I go with my head or my heart, Deb?
Your heart, always.
All right. Adult video and news.
Oh, Jesus. That's your penis. Oh, a bunch of 17-year-olds sitting in the studio right now as well. Is anyone 18 in here yet? Good. 17-year-old, get out.
Oh, yeah. This is against...
What is this, a XXX Megaplex store?
Adult entertainment store in Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, you're going to like this, Jay.
All right.
You're going to like where I'm going with this.
AVM.
Hey, I don't know if you sell these things, but I was watching Curb Your Enthusiasm the other day, and Vince Vaughn's character buys Larry David a blow-up doll, and to me it looked kind of like an old-fashioned thing that doesn't even exist anymore, but do you guys sell those? Because I want to buy my friend one.
You talking about the one with, like, the printed face?
Well, it looked kind of like a doll. It wasn't, like, super... realistic, but it was literally just looked like a pool float in the shape of a woman with some extra bits.
Yeah,
extra bits.
We do have dolls. Like, I don't know. Like, hold on. Let me open them for you. Hold on.
Oh, thank you.
Yep. Hold on 1 second.
See that one with Vince Vaughn on the block?
Sorry, I had to turn the volume up too.
That's okay. Leon was totally doing it.
Leon. Yeah, I opened one. It has the printed-on face, but the mouth is plastic.
Okay, that's cool. How much do those things run? I got no clue. I've never even.
Yeah, most of these are like printed-on face.
I don't think he's gonna be looking at the face too much, but
yeah, oh,
he's just
no,
a lonely guy.
Yeah.
What's
no, the face is printed on, but the actual, like, blow them up and you can throw them in the pool kind of float thing.
Fun.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they've got, like, they got the workable bits, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Overrated.
Sweet. How much are we looking at here for one of these guys?
I have one that's 34, 32, 52, 49, 29, and... 37.
All right, so there's a little bit of variation. Okay, cool. I just wanted to kind of get a price range because we're clubbing in at work for his birthday gift. He hasn't had a date in like a long time, so we thought this would be a fun thing for him.
I also have, let me see if I have any. I have a doll too that's 117.
A dog?
Wow.
And it has like a flesh. Like type of material.
Oh, nice! That's
sir.
Why it's
and
extra
it has
money.
A more like doll looking blow up face.
Yeah,
printed on.
Okay, that sounds like it. That one might be the winner. Is it okay if I mean I guess you just opened one up. If I come in, I can have a look at them.
Oh yeah, definitely. This is the
test
only
drive?
One I have.
That, okay.
Hold on, I'm looking at the other. Yeah, the other one's just. Okay, yeah, we have other dolls in our Newport store, too, if you don't like the ones here.
All right, cool. Listen, you've been so awesome. I was kind of embarrassed to call, and you've just handled this like regular old business transaction. Thank you. No, you're a sweetheart.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
When you come in, I can open up the doll for you. You can look at it.
All right, thank you. What was your name?
David.
You're so nice, David. I'll be in, I think, probably before the weekend.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, man. Love you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, love you.
Bye.
Bye, love you.
Love you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yes!
Bye.
What in the... Alright, so... You guys missed perhaps the most... hopefully you missed it. I think we got the dump off in time because he was doing so well.
He was doing so well. That's the power of...
He was like being careful to not use any of them. He was being very delicate. And then he just dropped a P word. He just threw a...
just out there.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was good on every single level.
Yes. Wow. He said doll. He didn't say dog.
No, he said doll.
He said doll.
I thought the $135 one was a dog. I was like, sir,
Jason,
come on, that is not.
Wow, that was a magical phone call.
I'm like sweating.
Wow. Well, you did it, man. Congratulations.
It's Jason and Deb. On 101X.
Time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines. No. Let's see here. Doug in Corpus Christi says, man, that sure is a lot of snake oil Deb was able to get with those FSA funds.
I like snake oil.
Snake oil.
Feels real nice on your skin.
I got a snake.
Man.
What? Oh, my God. I mean...
I got a snake, man.
What version were you? You know, it's fine.
I don't know.
It's fine. Romero in ATX says, I don't know, Deb. Sounds like you're becoming some sort of hipster Walter White. Jason, why don't you rent out some space at Affluence Hill for Deb's overflow?
Oh, can I do that? Can I have a spare bedroom?
I have too much things in everywhere as well.
You got too much stuff now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, some organization might clear up some space, but that's not really our bag.
I just need an extra bedroom. Where can I get one of those?
Just an extra bedroom.
I just need an extra bedroom.
My junk.
You have one.
Yeah, you have one.
I stayed in it.
I know, but I have to keep that clean for guests. Mm. I have a guest in it right now. I've got Mrs. Massey in there. So
Mrs. Massey is here?
Mrs. Massey is here, yeah. So she stayed over last night. And,
that's funny. Because I'm looking at a tweet from Mr. Massey.
What's up, Massey?
He says, the rules of online reviews. Number one, base your entire time and monetary investment decision on any of the available opinions from boisterous strangers.
I hate other people.
Number two, never leave one of your own. Note, this also applies to porn video comments.
it's not just people's opinions of things, because I think he thinks as highly of that as I do. But it's like if it was a tech gadget, he would go to a tech website and see what they've reviewed it. You know, like if you're going to look at a car, you look at car reviews on Kelley Blue Book or something. So that's what I'm saying he did. Mm. He ain't no fool. Mm. Listen, if it was me buying all that stuff, you can call it snake oil. But
you guys read the porn comments?
What?
Try not to.
Every once in a while. I mean, there's nothing like, I never go to the comments in a sort of like erotic sort of way, but sometimes I'll see something and I'll be like, oh, the commenters are going to let him have it on this.
Oh my
God. And then I just want to go see what's
on. The answer is no.
Yeah,
like in the video?
Yeah. Just sometimes like something so stupid or unacceptable will happen.
You're weird,
God,
man.
You would, man.
I like when
you're
people.
You're so weird.
Well, like people will point out in the comments, this is fake. They totally planned this in advance.
Duh.
Like if there's some sort
it's
of.
Porn.
Yeah. If there's, and I'm like, yeah, man, come on. What is. I enjoy the porn comments.
Maybe that's
fine.
A conversation for another day, Jason.
So weird.
With your therapist.
And intern Jenna's dad says, I was going to address the stereotype about men being procrastinators, but I'll get back to you later.
Hey! Yes!
Joke.
Well played.
Dad jokes
are great.
Well played. Deb, this story is for you.
Me?
Because, aren't you sort of in a long-distance relationship now?
For the next 6 weeks.
Six weeks?
I thought it was 3 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks. Then he'll be back for 3 days, and then he's gone again for 3 weeks.
What in the...
Yeah.
Man,
Nick, what do you think?
Well, look, we had to go stir up all that trouble with Iran, so now he's got a busy...
Oh. Wow.
That's not funny!
He's got stuff to handle.
He says he's in North Carolina at a training facility.
So this is a story from The Atlantic that says that a lot of long-distance couples are coping by video chatting before they go to bed every night. Okay, sure, fine. I have never had a FaceTime that I enjoyed. Not one single time. Never.
No, we when he was on his training last year, we did it. Last night I was going to. I was so tired and I went to bed so early. I just couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll definitely FaceTime with him this week.
Is it because your face doesn't fit in that little square up on the top?
Why would my face not fit? I don't understand.
Because you're zoomed in too far.
Oh, okay. hang on, though. You video chat before you go to sleep. Then leave the phone in the bed and the video chat going all night long.
No, okay, that's just...
So you're virtually sleeping next to each other.
That's stupid. Plus, he would hate it because he'd hear Alfie snoring. Uh-huh. Right now, he's like, cha-ching.
He'll just feel like he's at home.
No big dog.
That'd be awesome, right?
You should, like, record Alfie just sleeping and snoring and just, like, send it to him, like, here, in case you can't go to sleep without him, I made you a little...
Man, last night, I did the ultimate, I've got the whole bed to myself thing. I had Brady up there. I had Alfie in. Alfie sleeps in the bed, by the way, now. That's his new thing. So he was in the bed. And I had Kit and Coco up there. And Coco, loudest purrer in the world. Katie, did you get some of that in your face when he was seeing you?
Oh, yeah. You immediately pick him up and he's like...
You just look at that cat and he's like so happy to see you. He starts purring. It's so loud. And then Kit doesn't really purr. Kit just comes over and tries to bite your lip off and suck your face off.
Yeah,
I had all that going on last night and I was like, oh, this is really great.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
It would work good if, obviously not for your situation, but let's just say... Hypothetically, you didn't believe that there was a training thing going on, and you just figured his second family lived in North Carolina.
Right, which could be a thing.
Like, this is how you make sure that he's not cheating on you.
He has to FaceTime.
You're going to leave the video chat on all night long.
I could hear his kids crying and his wife yelling at him. Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's in a hotel somewhere, okay? I can tell.
Man, he stays in a hotel for 6 weeks?
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
It does.
It's
awful. It's horrible. Yeah. Stupid job. It's their fault because they scheduled all the training wrong for the other people who go to the training, so he had to do his back-to-back. Usually that wouldn't happen.
San Antonio guy, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life, but if I were you, I'd start working that, hey, it's about time for me to be a stay-at-home boyfriend. Deb's got money. I know what she's got. She got money.
Jason, Deb, the Morning X. It's Thursday, and Jason and Deb are here to remind you of the good times.
The background time radiation is fluctuating wildly.
Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
It's TBT with J&D.
This chronological wang-dang-doodle could destroy the very matrix of reality.
17 separate temporal violations, the biggest file on record.
TBT, WJ&D, we do it every Thursday around this time. Just look back at the simpler times.
The good old days.
Better days gone past. Back in the good old days when we had headphones that worked. And today, what a synergistic thing, because back in the day, we had headphones that worked because we had producers who took care of our headphones.
Oh,
because he is going to join us on the program later on this morning, Alex, former producer, former intern of the show, son of a preacher man, now a father of a daughter lady. Mm-hmm. Son of a preacher man, father of a daughter lady. Both of them just as catchy.
He's
daughter of a son of a preacher man.
He's going to join us in studio. So we have 35 photos of Alex back in the day. I haven't looked at these yet.
That baby
photo
pic
number
is
one.
So funny.
Now, I know he changed a lot over the course of his internship. This was before he was our intern,
yes.
Right?
Photo just, number just one there. Just before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's baby Alex there. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even, Little League Alex.
I'd never seen that one before.
I did not know Alex to have ever even attempted
my God.
A sport.
Look at the next one. I remember this day.
Oh, yeah.
God, look at that. It's definitely Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
We were, what is that place called?
Mellow Johnny's. We didn't have a producer. We didn't have anything. It was just me and you, barely knowing each other.
You know what I remember
Alex was great. He really helped us out.
I don't know what we were promoting or doing. We're doing a live broadcast at the bike shop Mellow Johnny's downtown. I rode a bike that day that was ill-fitted for me.
I met a 23-year-old that I went on to bang for a little while. That was fun.
No, the thing I remember
about that day was ill-fitted for you.
Where's that jersey picture?
Yeah. I'm trying to find it.
But this is the day I think we had to explain on the air why we were canceling the sex off because we were both in trouble.
Was it that day?
Yeah, I just remember talking off? About. You don't know the sex
so.
Off?
No,
you
I do.
Know?
But for our listeners, that sounds out of the.
Sex
we had to
off.
Cancel the sex off. Like,
yeah,
you didn't even get the beat down that I got. I remember standing outside of Jason's old house and being yelled at by not only my boyfriend but his girlfriend of the, no wife. She your wife?
What year was that? I don't know. Yeah.
She was your wife then because we came. How did we come up with this idea?
Back when we were young and hungry and had innovative ideas and didn't just goof off and
we're trying to move the needle, guys.
Riff on eating dead body things. Deb and I were in an argument as to who had
who's better in bed,
a greater sexual prowess. And so a scientific method, we each lined up five of our previous lovers to come on the air.
Do you know how hard that was for me, by the way?
Detail their experiences and give us grades and notes.
Jason is the number one best at oral ever in the world.
What's the problem, man? Why does it make you sick to see another woman receive pleasure, Deb? You're so jealous. No, I just wish you could get over it.
That's not. I just can't. It's just visual.
We were in the middle of the contest. I was crushing Deb. We had to call it off because both of our significant others, I suppose yours perhaps more than mine, but I guess she was yelling at you were getting it from both sides.
Oh, my God.
They were not
that made me cry.
They were not enjoying hearing about all of the things. And so, yeah. Well.
Yeah, that was that was a thing.
Yeah. And I just remember we discussed it.
Are you sure
that
we
day.
Did?
Yeah, I don't know why. I when I think of that thing at the bike shop, that's what I think of. And so yeah, that's what happened. We got Alex getting his hair dyed. Why did this happen? Why did we do?
We were lambertizing him because it was our.
Oh yeah, I said he's never gonna get a girlfriend as a ginger like that. So uh-huh. I wanted him to be like normal. So I made him dye his hair black. Look at that picture. Okay. It's black.
Are you on the same one?
No, I was just like, oh, this one.
So
ooh,
number nine.
Wow,
I
look
think
at
that's
me
at,
not being fat and gross.
That's at Red Bull X Fighters in Dallas. And whatever. You know what? I'll save it for Alex later on. But we slept in the same hotel room that night.
Well, that's the night. That's the first time he ever got drunk.
Yeah.
He threw up in a trash can.
Yeah.
Because you were bartending.
His alcohol virginity.
He was very upset with me.
Yes.
We were.
Poor Alex.
Yeah, we were at
He was barely 21 then, I think. Maybe 22.
They pushed us into the after hours back room private party area at Billy Bob's in Dallas. Fort Worth, and there was lots of alcohol there, but no bartender. And I was like, I feel like I'm capable. I feel like I've got what it takes. And so I just got behind the bar and started making drinks, and Alex had some Jägermeister and then had to find a trash can.
Yeah, not me. I went home.
Yeah,
I went back to the hotel.
That was smart. We should have done that. We don't ever do
that. I was in
things.
Trouble because I was the same boyfriend.
What were you in trouble for?
Just being with you. Just hanging out with you.
Is that the boyfriend on the other side of the couch? Or is that...
Oh, no, that's
that?
Jeff. I went on to bang him for like 5 years.
Whoa.
But
yeah, that's skinny Jeff.
That's skinny Jeff.
All right. Alex, I was like, why are we...
Wait, do you remember when
I just got this
weird
pit stain picture of Alex. No, this one is...
Oh, I'm looking at him as
Thor. Let's see here. 16 and 17. I'm skipping ahead for time. Alex...
The vending machine challenge.
Alex versus the vending machine. I had a better name for it, but apparently we weren't allowed to...
That was bad. The things you've done to poor Alex.
What do you mean? The things I've done.
Yeah, I'm blaming you.
Why did I have it?
For all of it.
This was his own aspiration. He took this challenge upon himself. He said, I want to eat one of everything in the vending machine. And I was like, why? And then he...
That picture of him bending over with the pit stain.
Yeah.
It was fiery red vomit, guys. Yeah. I've never seen puke like that.
It was in the middle of a Dick V pluck. So we were talking
Krista
to Christopher Pluckers
it.
And they're making picks, and Alex just gets up, walks to the trash can, and like bright red projectile exorcist style vomit into the trash can.
It was something else.
That was dangerous. That might have been the most dangerous stunt we've done. And I got choked out by Deb's brother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did. Sorry.
There's a whole assortment of fun pictures from Alex's wedding, Alex adopting a cat.
Don't forget the picture when he took his own receptacle to 7-Eleven because it was the...
Bring your own thing, whatever.
I'm stopping on 31 because that's the one where he dressed up as me for our office Halloween costume
party.
Brilliant. Is that brilliant? Yep. I feel like that is derogatory. And
that is the best Jason Dick costume I've ever seen.
How dare you.
Oh, there's a hot picture of me and Chase at Alex's wedding.
101x.com. Yeah. Go check out pictures of Alex, TBTWJND, and our man is going to be here with his baby.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Don't call it a comeback. Ladies and gentlemen.
Turn his mic on, you jerk. Yeah,
that's a good reason not to call it a comeback. Come back. Listen.
What an entrance.
You are a guest on this program now. You'll wait until I'm done with my pre-prepared introduction before you start trying to talk, okay? So don't get on to me
Alex,
about your mic not being on.
Words of it.
I need to warn you. Yeah. He's freaking reeling. He's lashing out today.
I'm actually just being fine.
He's upset because his headphones broke earlier, and then the computer wouldn't work, and then it's, you know how he is.
You don't work for Clear Channel. You're fine.
The former producer, former intern of this program, the son of a preacher man, the father of a baby woman, Alex.
That's accurate, technically.
It's a baby woman.
It is, but that just that sounds weird.
Yeah. Junior woman,
Alex
woman in training.
Has returned to beg for his job back.
Oh.
You may commence.
That might be the funniest thing you said today.
Listen, I have a lot of important things that I want to ask you.
Please.
Alex, but none is more important
by
than
important,
this.
He means that these are not important.
None is more important than this. Why, when you left, did you not properly train Nick first? All right.
Oh, for
why?
The love of, I told you, lashing why? Out today. Lashing
Dad
out.
Said I broke my headphones. This guy broke my headphones. All right. You know, Alex, you remember
you're
back.
You're making this so unpleasant. There's a little baby in the room.
The protocols and things were running efficiently. What happens to my headphones at the end of the show, Alex?
They typically get thrown into a cupboard with no regard
he
for you.
I was trying to glorify the Alex days, saying that back then they would be carefully placed into a plush sack protective bag.
A plush sack? It's a Crown Royal bag.
It's a very plush sack, all right? I know about plush sacks, and that's one of the plushest.
I guess you would, if anybody.
Yeah, but no, and now you're gone, and everything's just a mess.
It isn't.
Nick just throws the headphones into the goddamn
thing. You know kind of a mess this place is? Look at this. Alex, we now have personalized Yeti mugs.
Yeah.
They were a gift from Katie.
When I was trying to get out of here, I applied for a job at Yeti, and they said no. So I'm not impressed.
All right, how is the work in the normal world? How is office like? Do you have a cube? Do you have to be there like 9 to 5? How is it? Is it weird? What was the transit? I have so many questions.
What
about
is your
this.
Job now?
They seem pretty loose on his arrival time, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Here I am. My job is great. I work for Z5 Inventory, a medical inventory company. And I'm the marketing manager. I got a promotion last year.
Nice.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Got some more money.
Oh, good for you.
Did get some more money.
Emily, Alex's wife is nodding vigorously in the back. That's wonderful.
I'd have to, yeah. And I do have a cube, I guess. It's very spacious, and it's full of like Power Rangers Legos, so I don't know how seriously
we're
taking
that. How many boxes of comic books have already been like stored in your...
I'm not going to store them there with the risks. Janitors coming and going?
Are you guys still living in your apartment that had a whole room dedicated to boxes of comics?
No, now we live in an apartment where it's half dedicated to boxes of comics, half to a baby crib.
To a baby,
nice. I feel like the baby crib is just built out of comic boxes.
Yeah.
Like, that's what,
don't be
look,
silly,
I,
they could be soiled.
How has comic consumption and just like nerd culture changed since you've become a father?
Well, it basically, you have to balance the diaper budget to the comics budget.
Yeah.
But we had like several diaper parties and things before the baby was born.
Nice.
So we had a good, you know, lead time. And so I haven't, my lifestyle has not been impacted too badly.
I will tell you this. You walked in holding that baby in a carrier thing. I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's a car seat.
Car seat? Oh, okay. Got a handle. It's a carrier. It could be it's a bag.
It's a purse.
They're very versatile now. Everything fits together. That just snaps into her stroller. And it's the future. I didn't know this stuff existed.
I know. Well, yeah, we know even less. But what I'm most impressed with, and this is so cute. You probably didn't even notice this. Mm. Just like dad mode. Like, I haven't seen Alex with a baby all of a sudden.
Yeah,
he's like, the way he's holding his little baby, it's like he's always been holding a baby.
As you were doing this segment, he is bouncing a young, it's Imogen, right?
Imogen.
Imogen, named after the lady who sang that one song in that one episode of the OC. He's bouounding the baby on his knee.
It was actually the SNL sketch that made fun of that episode of the OC that inspired the name.
Okay, I dig now.
Yeah, the Shia LaBeouf.
I feel like... I look at Alex and I'm like, yeah, that's a dad who's got it figured out, man.
The good thing is, like, right now, they're basically beanie babies.
Yeah, they're
like,
blobs that you need to clean up after.
You just flop them wherever you want, and as long as they're not, like, actively screaming, you're probably doing it right. And even if they are actively screaming, there's, like, a 30% chance it's not your fault. Hmm. So I don't have to feel that bad about how this whole thing turns out. And, you know, she can't talk back to me yet.
Right.
So...
That's the best kind. Can she want to be an intern? I love that type.
She won't look you in the eye either, Jason.
Yeah, that's great. Actually, as soon as you walked her in, like I looked up and she was just death staring at me because I'm a goddamn monster. And I was like, oh no, is this baby stealing my soul right now? What's happening?
Baby has figured you out.
They do that, man.
Get out of here.
They do
get
it.
Out of here. Hey, so you and the producer preceding you, sorority intern, Sandra, both of you left this program and then went out and had children. Now, be honest here. You don't have to protect my feelings. Is there something about this room and this culture and what we do here that is not conducive to having kids?
Imagine it's the money, Jason.
Given the fact that I never received my paychecks in this room, I would say it's not this room's fault.
Oh.
It was a matter of going somewhere where I could actually afford to have a family and, you know, almost start paying back the debt that I racked up trying to live a normal person lifestyle during the years that I was.
Ooh.
See, that's been half the reason I stay in this job, because like I don't want the money to have a baby.
Right.
Like that's I need that barrier.
If you no baby.
To get a real career and income, then you would have
like,
no real excuse.
Like, yeah, it's babies come next.
It's
and
a real
have a
inspiring deterrent, let me tell you. You will go to any lengths to avoid having a radio baby.
How else has having little baby Imogen impacted your life? Obviously, you're a happy dad. You're a dad.
Yeah.
And has it affected your social life? Do you have friends come over more or less?
It is weird. Well, for a long time, like a lot more people want to come over because they just
see
like,
the baby
gravitate toward this thing that now makes you interesting. And I was like, I guess you know. Board games didn't do it for you guys all these years. It has to be something that's alive and that screams whenever you look at it. Much more entertaining. But, yeah, I didn't really anticipate, even within the first couple weeks of her being around, how much it impacts your ability to do stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I can't go to a movie if I want to. Either I'm going to a movie and leaving my wife at home and she has to like take care of the baby and schedule out her day around that, or we're both going and then we have to find a sitter. Luckily, we have several sets of grandparents in town. We just have to figure out which one's available. But
nice.
you can't just decide to do things. Even like if we're going to a movie, we have to decide what time based around she has a schedule that she has to follow of when she's napping, when she's awake. This is her nap time. She's breaking the law right now. She's going to be very grumpy
later.
Oh,
this is her nap time?
Yeah, right now.
She just had her both hands on the desk like, I mean business.
Yeah, she's a boss baby for real.
If you ever need an emergency babysitter, I'm pretty sure Katie will do it. Now, getting her back from Katie, that might be an issue.
Don't worry. I won't kidnap your
child. How old was she when you were okay with, I know they're your parents or grandparents, but like, were you okay with letting someone else take care of her? Because I know friends who wouldn't let anyone watch their baby for like the first year or two.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I think we were as happy as anybody to get out of the house. So I think she was like a little over a month old when we, our anniversary is at the beginning of November, and she was born at the end of September. So it was around then that we had our first like actual couples outing, not just one of us stealing away to HEB for 5 minutes.
What was her date of birth again? Because I was pretty sure she was going to be born on my birthday, and that's going to be awesome.
It is the day after yours.
Oh, but that's still excellent day.
Yeah, or is it day before?
So she's 23rd?
Sorry. Yeah.
Wife is like, husband, remember daughter's birthday.
Well, is the baby going to remember that I forgot her birthday this year? Absolutely not.
Yeah, so, you got some leeway to mess up.
And she's not going to know what she looked like at any of these like different stages. So I could take a picture, stage it with her one-year-old birthday cake right now. She's going to have no idea that I messed it up
Good thinking.
I planned this all ahead for a while.
You know, speaking of what your baby looks like, I remember when I was at y'all's baby shower, which Deb and Nick both no-showed. You're welcome.
I sent a very generous gift in my absence.
You guys played.
Yeah, you did. I just had the bottle of Moscato that Jason got me.
Oh,
ew, Jason.
You're welcome, buddy. You guys played a fun baby shower game where there was a how did it work? There was just a baby the picture of a baby, and you were to draw the head on the baby. Is that
it
how
like
it worked?
It was like a coloring book style, like just generic outline, and then you drew the features onto the baby.
Oh, I like it.
What you think it's going to look like.
You guys laughed at mine. Pretty sure I nailed it. Okay.
I'm looking
looking at baby Imogen right now, and I'm going to say I got pretty close.
I, much like most of my interactions with you, don't remember what you did. But
well, he doesn't either.
There were people who added like tentacles and bird feathers onto there, so I think you did better at least than them.
Yeah.
Now, the weird thing is that what she looks like now is not what she's going to look like even 2 months from now. Mm-hmm. So like she's in a still in a kind of early phase of development where her eyes are the color that they were when she was born. She's
You think they're gonna change?
She's a white baby, so she was born with super blue eyes, and neither of her parents have blue eyes, and very few of the grandparents do. So it's very likely that her eyes will turn brown or brownish.
Sounds like you've really talked yourself into that, man.
And then also she has like kind of brown, kind of red hair right now, but she also doesn't have that much hair, and also baby's hair changes drastically over the years, so it could be anything. It could turn out purple. Mutation is a real thing and a miraculous wonder of nature, so we're looking forward to that,
I think.
She's definitely a mutant. We just don't know what powers she has yet. It better be better than Jubilee. Sparks are not cool. That's why she got depowered and turned into a vampire. Learn these things now.
Just by saying all these things to the baby, she's going to absorb all of this knowledge.
Well,
right?
I didn't take down any of the like Batman posters that I have hanging up in her room, so she's gonna absorb it for sure.
Nice. Chicago Bob tweets at Jason and Deb, says, "Alex, welcome. We knew you'd come crawling back." Oh wait, no. This is not permanent. Enjoy the days of your daughter not talking back, and enjoy the money you have now, because that changes, my friend.
Oh, I know.
Oh my, does it change?
Oh, I know. We earlier this year had a like financial consultant try not to laugh at us when they looked at our books.
Oh god. Alex, no. I saw one yesterday.
Really?
I'm still reeling.
I know. Well, so they helped us like put together a budget to like do certain things, savings and putting it in this account, blah blah blah. And so they drew it up and they presented it to us, and they were like, "Okay, so here are your expenses, here's this, here's the daycare that you've signed up for." And we said, "Oh no, you've made a mistake here. This amount you've put down for daycare once a month, that's per week." And they said, "Oh my God.
Oh no.
We'll have to do some adjustments across the board."
Wow. You must be rich.
Oh my God.
That's so fancy. What happens at your daycare that's so
daycare's expensive, dude.
They have the nerve to say that they have curriculum.
She's a baby.
For a 3-month-old baby, they have curriculum. I heard it when I walked in and dropped her off the other day. The teacher goes, "What book is it going to be today?" And the way she said it said, "It doesn't matter."
That's awesome.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Former producer Alex and his lovely baby Imogen.
Joining us in the studio.
This is Imogen Heath from the episode of The OC that was parodied on SNL. And then Alex decided to name his baby that.
That was exactly why.
There has been these two subordinates over here think it should be Imogen. The name is...
I don't think it. I just thought that's how you pronounce that name.
But if you just said, I don't think it.
I thought that's how you pronounce it.
Well, no, you said, I'm demanding that he change the pronunciation of the name of his child.
We did take it under consideration.
You did,
because
I had never heard of an Imogen, and apparently it's a thing.
Yeah, no, so there is, like, a distinct name that has an E at the end that is Imogen. That exists.
I've never heard that.
The origin of the name is all weird because it comes from a Shakespeare play that nobody's ever read, but it just became a popular name after that.
You are a huge nerd.
But it gets weirder because the like proper Shakespeare scholars say that the handwritten version of Shakespeare's scripts say Inogen, but it was two N's, and then once they actually put it in print, the printmakers misread it and made it an M, and then it became a popular name after that. So what can you
Alex,
do?
I got this new drop. Check it out.
Oh my God, I don't care!
Hey, I don't know if you've heard.
Uh-huh.
That thing is from a TV show called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And
you might enjoy that.
Danny DeVito's on it now.
Danny DeVito's
You should
out.
Check it out. It's
oh
big time.
Oh my goodness gracious.
That was like all of my paternity leave was spent watching that show. I'd never seen it.
Julio from SA tweets at Jason and Deb, says, "Wait, is this Al's first time seeing Alex's baby? Y'all are the worst, SMH."
Well, we weren't allowed to. See, the baby's been quarantined from radio personnel for a while because there's certain things that can make a baby really ill if radio people get around
that
it.
That is technically true, kind of. We had a quarantine of until she got her first round of vaccines, like people who hadn't gotten all of their shots and stuff recently.
So I can't be around babies.
So I, like, Nick did reach out and he was like, "Hey, can I come by sometime?" And I was like, "Have you gotten your Tdap or Dtap shot?" And he was like, "Since I don't know what that is, I guess probably not."
Is that tetanus, diphtheria?
Yep.
I got a tetanus shot.
Yeah.
I got a tetanus shot this year because I was, just seeing my doctor for my sort of annual checkup, how's the, look under the hood type of thing. And he's like, "When was the last time we got tetanus? Let me have a look. You haven't had one for X amount of years." I was like, I didn't know you had to do that on the rig. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of okay.
You gotta, well, no, that if you got a tetanus shot, the likelihood is that it was a DTaP because they don't really break those up that much anymore.
So I'm good for diphtheria. You're probably good. Whatever that is.
I did reach out to you about seeing your baby because I missed the baby shower. So I was like, well, I'll be the first one to actually see the actual baby.
Got
it.
And
then, yeah, Alex was like, you gotta go see the doctor. And I was like, okay, I'm out.
Yeah. He was the first one in the hall to see the baby. Oh, so of well the done. Morning show, he did break the seal, I guess.
Nice.
What are you, well played, my man? Because we know your family, Alex. We know you met your dad before we even met you. That's how
that's true.
You got your internship. Yeah. What have you come up with a quirky grandparent name, or did they come up with their grandparents' names?
We did leave it up to them because we had a lot to think about in the lead up to having a baby, and we're like, we don't care what your grandparent names are. We have ultimate veto power.
Right, as you should.
But you can submit to our consideration your various names. And I think typically, like, most of them are pretty standard grandparent names. My grandparents had weird nicknames in that they were Moppy and Papa. So
you didn't want that?
No, I was fine with it. And my mom, as Moppy. as a tribute to her parents, has combined those, and so she is going by Poppy, which is
that's
the
very
weirdest one,
cute.
But it has a cute story behind it, and we really like that. So, I mean, have I picked out my grandpa name for my inevitable grandfatherhood?
Already?
Yes, of course.
Oh, really?
You have to lock that in early.
Yet?
You have to know. Because as soon as you meet the other people,
they
it's
might
a race.
Steal it. Yeah.
Right.
All right. What
Especially
is it,
if there's
man?
Like steps and all these different, there's a lot of competition nowadays.
Right.
So I have locked in OG.
OG.
That will be my grandpa name.
Original grandpa.
Okay. All right.
Digging it. Have
I
you
thought
you're
going to go with like Grandpa Man or something? Superhero.
There's certainly some opportunities. I haven't had to make the decision yet, but this is
Captain. I gave birth to your parent, and then you.
Something. It rolls off the tongue. Yeah. You can see how a baby would be able to do that.
Have you got names for yourselves from the bed? Like you just say mama, dada, like when you talk to her and about each other.
I think mom and dad most of the time. I don't.
Mother and father, I think you should be formal.
Right. I don't like the word daddy for a lot of reasons. And so I have avoided saying that.
Daddy sounds weird too.
I hear
nowadays.
Other people saying it, and I don't like correct them or anything, but it's not my favorite.
Yeah,
that's a microphone.
She wants the mic. You want to speak?
Speaking of daddies, intern Jenna's dad tweets at Jason and Deb.
What?
Says,
well,
this
is intern Jenna.
Yeah, so
is her real dad.
No.
Her dad is taken to texting our program.
Let me tell you.
He's a good dude.
Don't family members listen to this show.
We can't help it. They all listen now, and we even hang out when they come to town.
Intern Jenna's dad says, tell Alex there can be a lot of changes in the kid. Katie started out purple. True story.
Yeah.
Really?
I came out, and I wasn't breathing, and they immediately, they took me from my mom and, like, ran me to the emergency. Like, my mom didn't even get to see me. Aww. I was literally purple.
Yeah.
Right.
She had, I think, a not unusual, but trying birth experience. It's not a quick thing. Oftentimes
trying for both mom and baby.
Yes, difficult.
How long were you how long were you in labor for, Emily?
We started late on Saturday, and it was all day Sunday, all day night, and then
party,
and then most of Monday morning.
Bless your heart. Yeah. All I want to do all day Sunday is drink. How did you?
She couldn't sleep.
Not.
You also couldn't drink for a while because she was on IVs.
Of course. And then did they let you go to the hospital earlier? Did they make you wait at home until the things are up to things? I don't know the things.
She was induced. So she was born a little bit small. They were concerned because she had stopped growing toward the end of the third trimester. Oh. And so they were like, we need to get this baby out sooner. So they tried several things to make her come out, and
she won't come out.
I don't know. This doesn't feel right to me.
Did you guys try that one old fashioned thing?
Is it just driving?
Just banging.
Oh, yeah.
No, heard that one does it. That shakes it loose a little bit.
I
Is that a real
that.
Thing? I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Really?
Some doctors will say it's, that they.
I think it relaxes the
thing.
I
feel like that theory was invented by a horny man. It's like, what I heard.
Doctors. It was this one doctor. That was a suggestion for everything.
Yeah.
You got like a weird thing in your ear. Try having sex.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.